Blog Talk Radio.
Getting ready to start noonday prayer, so everybody get ready, prepared. Come on in. War song. Amen, amen. Getting everybody a few more seconds to come on into prayer. A few more seconds. We need to be ready when prayer time is on. Amen.
I'm looking for a time.
everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Few more seconds. I want to be one of those that make it in, Father God. A lot of people right now are going through serious trials and tribulations. And this is why when prayer is always open, you try to get in there and get it in there as quick as you can. Because the Bible says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, we got to be instant, in season as well as out, Father God. Because, you know, the Lord knows your days before you even know your days. He knows your moment before you even think of it. He knows your second before you even possess it. So we got to be able to go in and possess the moment when it's, when the opportunity is available. Because the opportunity is not always available for us. So I thank God this afternoon for having each and every last one of you on the prayer line. I've been flooded with prayers. And if there's anybody, I'm opening up all lines, because if there's anybody that's got any prayer, and there's no such thing as a little prayer and a big prayer, and God ain't going to hear my prayer because it's not something small or something big. It doesn't matter. As long as you can come to the Lord, to the throne of grace, and present your prayer. I'm going to go into prayer this afternoon. I'm praying for the Singleton family. They're in traveling, asking for traveling grace and mercy. I'm asking for Sonia Ray, who's still dealing with the lung issue from COVID. I'm asking for the Gibbs family, for her little granddaughter who was in a serious car accident. I'm asking for the Guy family, the Luck and Guy. They just buried the 21-year-old who got shot in the face 5 times in Latana, West Palm Beach. I'm asking in for the, Sister D and her family. Sister D is home and recovering. I'm asking God to continue on her progress and recovery, and along with her mother. I'm also asking in right now for a family that my husband just did the funeral for. The grandfather died, and the grandkids are having a hard time to accept that situation. And they did a 21-gun salute, and the kids broke down at the funeral. So I'm asking God to come into that family right now and help them through the grieving process. I'm also asking in right now for Deacon Rigby, Chris Rigby right now. Father God, you know his situation right now. He's going through some situation where he was in a serious car accident right now. There's a lot of people out there that's right now that's really going through. And I'm also going to open the prayer line today for a lot of people who's about to lose their lose their income from the unemployment. As you know, June 26th, unemployment has stopped with $300. And a lot of people are facing eviction. And so, Father God, we're going to ask right now that you move and come into the middle prayer line right now and touch those who are facing eviction, are facing foreclosure right now, Father God. Father God, whatever process that they're going through, Father God, I ask that you touch that situation, Father God. A lot of families were depending on that $300 extra unemployment right now, Father God, because there is a lot of people who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. So, Father God, I ask that you come in right now and touch that situation. Open up doors where there were closed and close doors where there need not to be open, Father God. Open up the doors that people can become well-employed, have great benefits, Father God. Allow the employment, Father God, to be able to protect and help the homes that are in need right now, Father God. Father God, open up the school doors again, once again, Father God, and protect our children right now, Father God. I see that our kids are trying to prepare themselves to go back into school right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you go and protect our little children as they go through summer school, Father God. Protect those right now, Father God, that's working in the hospitals right now, Father God, who's burnt out, Father God. I've heard also often that a lot of nurses and doctors are burnt out because of the COVID pandemic. Father God, give them strength right now, Father God, for their bodies are tired, but their minds is willing right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you go into each and every last one of the hospitals right now and touch all of the patients right now. Touch those from the least to the biggest right now, Father God. Touch the doctors and the nurses, Father God.
Yes, God.
Give them a heart and a mind of you right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our children right now, Father God. I ask a special prayer right now for Pastor Camilla's son
right now,
Father God. Continue on keeping a protective hedge around him, Father God. Let no harm come near his dwelling right now, Father God. And that individual that attacked him right now, Father God, I ask that you go by and prick his heart right now, Father God. Give him a spirit of a conviction right now, Father God. Let him be able to fall on his knees and ask for forgiveness right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on unemployment people right now, Father God. Those who were not able to get a job and still looking right now, Father God. Father God, let them be able to go out in the highways and byways and find a job right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you also look on those that are homeless right now, Father God. Father God, open doors for shelter right now, Father God. Open doors where there has never been opened before for people who are homeless right now, Father God. If there is any mother out there right now, Father God, who's trying to figure out how to protect her family from homeless right now, Father God. Give her the Holy Spirit that will open up her knowledge right now. Give her an idea that she knows where she can knock on the right door right now, Father God. Give her the phone number where she can call and get some assist right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now who's suffering with an ankle problem right now, Father God, and their ankle is disconnected. It's almost like that ankle has a fracture right now, Father God. Touch that ankle right now, Father God. I see them holding their left ankle right now, Father God. Touch that ankle right now, Father God, and heal that fracture right now, Father God. I see an individual, he just had stitches right now, Father God, in his left side right now, Father God. I don't know why the stitches are there, but they're not healing right now. Father God, go and touch those stitches in his left side right now, Father God, and begin to make that infestation of the infection disappear right now, Father God. Give those stitches a new stitch where that body can heal right now, Father God. And not only let that body heal, let the infection be completely gone from that left, from those stitches. Leave those stitches right now in the name of Jesus. We claim the victory, and no infection of any kind will set in that individual right now, Father God. I see another individual right now, Father, who's suffering with heart problems right now, Father God. And they had fluid in their lungs, and as a matter of fact, they just got the hospital from having the fluid drained from their lungs right now, Father God. Father God, touch that heart right now, Father God. Let that individual know that every time their heart beat, you're going to be the one that causes it to beat right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, clear the valves in that heart right now, Father God. Let those valves be clean where the blood can function completely through the heart right now, Father God. Let that heart be able to beat like it never beat it before right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual who's struggling with a business right now, Father God, and they're trying to keep it afloat right now, and I see them looking for employees right now. Father God, send an influx of employees to that business right now, and don't send just any employees, Father God. Send good employees right now, good employees where they can keep that business door open right now, Father God. This individual is losing sleep over that business right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you get that individual some peace of mind right now, Father God. Let them know that the business will survive and will strive right now, Father God. And not only will it strive, but you will give them good employees right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual right now who's on the highway thinking of suicide right now, Father God. I don't know who it is, but they're thinking of sort of suicide, but they're afraid to do it, Father God. Get the demonic spirit away from them, Father God. Let them not walk in that spirit of even thinking about suicide right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, just take that thought out of their mind and put a mind of I will live and not die. I shall live and not die. I will survive and not die. Let them know that their problems are not greater than you, Father God. As a matter of fact, show them how great you are right now, Father God, because we know that you are a magnificent, powerful God, and we know that you can move all things. Let them know that they just ask, you will straighten out that problem for them right now, Father God. Father God, I see another individual right now, Father God, who's in the process of moving from another state to Florida, as a matter of fact, Father God. And in the process of moving, they're trying to figure out how they're going to survive on the income. Father God, let them know that you are going to be the movers. Let them know you are going to be the driver. Let them know that you are going to be the finance to move them from their state to Florida right now, Father God. Let them not move in the state of Florida with doubt right now, Father God, but let them move in the state of Florida knowing that they can do all things through you, which strengthen them right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call everything done right now, Father God. Father God, not only do we call everything done, I ask that you look down on our government right now, Father God. Go and touch their minds and their hearts right now, Father God. Let them walk in the function of you, Father God, and not in the function of man, Father God. Whatever decisions that the government make right now, Father God, let it be a decision of the godly decision right now, Father God, and not of the world decision right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that our church doors open again, Father God, and let every church be able to grab an influx of people right now so that people can start walking in the will of God right now, Father God. I ask, Father God, that the guns be set down right now, Father God. I ask that there be an influx of no more shooting right now, Father God. No more senseless killing right now, Father God. No more teenage killing no more, Father God.
Yes,
Father God, we call on you right now because we know you can heal the land right now, Father God. So, Father God, I just ask that the angels right now and go out through the highways and byways, Father God, and ask these young people to put these guns down right now, Father God. God, I ask that you go and take the taste of alcohol out of people's mouth right now, Father God. For we know alcohol possesses a bad spirit in individuals right now, Father God. So I ask that you go by every alcoholic right now, Father God. And I ask that you disperse the taste of alcohol out of their mouth right now, Father God. I ask that you go by the crack house and the drug houses right now, Father God. Close the doors of the crack houses. Close the door of the drug houses right now, Father God. And if there's anyone struggling with drugs right now, Father God, I ask that you put a spirit of conviction in them right now, Father God. Make that drug taste foul to their mouth right now, Father God. But they will not want that drug anymore, Father God. Let their spirit have a taste of foulment to it right now, Father God. Well, they will not to even use it right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go down to the highways and byways,
God,
to the lost people right now who don't know your name, Father God. Let something or someone say something right now, Father God, that will teach the lost right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go into Miami right now, Father God, where the condo has fallen right now, Father God, for all the victims that they're searching for, Father God. I understand there's 150 people that they're searching for right now, Father God. Father God, give each and every last one of those family members right now a peace right now, right now, Father God.
Yeah.
A peace that will pass all understanding right now, Father God. For Father God, we don't know if they're going to find anyone alive right now. But Father God, for whatever soul that's in that rubble right now, if it still be alive, Father God, let them have the breath that will save them right now. Let them have the breath that you blowed into their nostrils to save them right now, Father God. Give each and every last one of those family members right now, Father God, a peace of understanding right now, Father God, because I've heard a lot of them say they don't understand how this building collapsed like that, Father God. So give them a piece of understanding right now, Father God. Give them a piece of sense of completeness right now, Father God. Let them be able to accept their loved ones, whether they're living or dying right now, Father God. Let them not be able to be hurt or hold anger right now, Father God, but help them to get through the process of grieving right now, Father God. And Father God, for the young man that they did find in the rubble right now, Father God, I know he's in critical condition right now, Father God, but go by his hospital room right now, Father God, and touch his body right now, Father God. For every broken bone, Father God, I ask that you mend it right now, Father God. Not only do you mend it, but Father God, let him be able to thank you for the mending right now. Let him thank you for the victory right now, Father God. For Father God, we don't know what's going on in this world, but we know this world is out of order. So Father God, I ask that you come back into this world and line the world up in order, Father God. Let people start walking in the spirit of Christ right now, Father God. Let people start calling on the name of Christ right now, Father God. Let people start praying more in the name of Christ right now, Father God. For Father God, we know all things are possible with you, Father God. And we believe and trust in you right now, Father God, for whatever thing that we have, whatever substance that we have right now, Father God, we offer it all up to you, Father God. For we know you are the author and the finisher right now, Father God. For we know you are the maker right now, Father God. For we know you are the designer, Father God. For we know we are the clay and you are the potter right now, Father God. For you said your son is the Alpha and the Omega right now, Father God. He is the beginning and the end right now, Father God. So we call it as done right now, Father God. And we give you thanks and we give you honor, Father God. And Father God, I'm going to ask Pastor Camilla to come in and disperse prayers that she may have right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Camilla.
Father God, I thank you, Lord, God, for the prayer that is prayed. I don't know if you're able to hear me. I'm here, but I think my mic is. I don't know what's going on with my mic. I just thank God for the prayer on today. I thank God for you praying and for us and everybody on today. Praying prayer. For everything that is happening around us, praying, that the COVID don't come back like it was. We ask the Lord God, Father, you, Lord God, would touch us, Lord God, protect your believers, those of us who are calling on you, Lord God. You know, the enemy is trying to say that the COVID epidemic is building up again. But Father God, we know you, Lord God, to be our healer, protector, and provider. Father, as the song played earlier today, that million did not, Lord God, we are those that are still making it. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us. Father, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the move of our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the change, Father. Every prayer that was prayed out on today from Pastor Sandra, Lord God. Father, we know, Lord God, that you have heard our prayers. Father, we're standing on your word, Lord God, and we trusting and believing in you, Lord God. Father, we know, God, that the things, Father, that we deal with right now, all in our lives, Lord God. It's so hard. Father, even as I pray right now, Lord God, I pray for all of those, Lord God, who have gone through past issues in their life, Lord God, and still having struggles to deal with them, a process to let them go, to move forward, Lord God. Father, some of us, Lord God, we have gone through some trauma in our life, that sometimes the trauma affects the way that we deal with things in our everyday life. So, Father God, help us, Father, to let us forgive ourselves, Lord God, and forgive those, Lord, who came up against, Father. Help us to know, Lord God, that everything that happened to us is not to destroy us, Lord God, but to build us in a way that you want us. Father, strengthen us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to forgive our parents, our siblings, whoever hurt us in our life, Lord God. Help us, Father, to let go. Let go of all the pain and the hurt, Lord God, the things that are hindering us, Lord God. The one that calls us to throw those walls up when we feel that we're under attack. Help us, Father, that we don't need a wall. And as long as you're in our life, you are that wall and that force that will block anything from coming up against us, Lord God. Help us understand, Father, that we could trust you, Lord God. We could trust you with our life. Prove that you can trust you with our life because we are here on today praying, talking to you, communicating with you, Lord God. So many did not make it today. Yes. So many did not wake up today, Father, but we are here. We are here praising you, Lord God. We are here thanking you, Lord God. So, Father, help us, Father. Help us, Father, to know, God, that you are there, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Even on the days, Lord God, that we praise you, Lord God, sometimes our spirits could be weak. So, Father, we ask, Lord God, that, Father, you will give us strength, Lord God. Give us the peace, the joy, Lord God. Continue to move in this life with all the chaos and confusion that is happening around us, Lord God. We're going through so much, Lord God. Our families are being broken, going through situations and circumstances, Lord God. And even ourselves, Father. We're under attack of the enemy every day. The moment that we wake up, the enemy is standing waiting on us, Lord God, waiting to attack our family, waiting to attack our health, our body, our souls, our spirit, and even our mind, Lord God. Father, we will block any attacks that is not for us, Lord God. And Father, you, Lord God, be the guard of our life, Father, to back off and let you fight every battle, Lord God. Help us to understand that these battles are not our battles. They are your battles to fight and win. Father, we thank you so much, God. We thank you, Father, that we can come before you, Lord God, to pour out everything in our heart, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we can give you all our problems, our worries, our cares, our stresses of the world, Lord God, and that, Father, you will be, God, that we can bend our fears and our emotions and what we're going through in our life, Lord God, and you, Lord God, don't hold no judgment against us, that you, Lord God, begin to change our ways of thinking, Father. You help us to get in that calm place with you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, God, for being a Father that we could all talk to about whatever we're going through, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're a Father that don't walk away from us, Father, even when we're down in our dumps and we're for the things that we're going through, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you're a Father that when we fall, Father, that you don't let us stay there, that you help us to get back up. We thank you, Father, that when everybody else walk away, Lord God, you are still there providing, keeping, protecting, healing, and blessing us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you are the Father that when we don't acknowledge you and don't love you and appreciate you and show you, God, how amazing you are, that, Father, you are so gracious to us, Lord God. You show mercy each and every day in our life. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, God, for being the best parent that we could ever have in our life. We thank you, Lord God, for always providing, Lord God. Father, where that's lack, Father, you always step in and make a way out of no way, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Father, that our bills are being paid, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our children are protected, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, Lord God. Father, you are amazing, Lord God. You're awesome, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this day. I thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord God. Even as Pastor prayed about those in Miami, Lord God, we're praying for the storms that are out there in the waters that are coming this way, Lord God. Father, we ask that the storms be settled down, Lord God, when they reach our land, that it don't destroy anything in this country, Lord God, and no other country that is coming near, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the rain that's coming from it just cleanse the earth, but don't destroy the people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to reach those, God, who don't know that you are there for them, Lord God. All of those, Lord God, who are going through situations in their life that they have lost their way, God, help them to return back home to you, knowing that you are their Father, Lord God, that you are with your arms open wide for each and every one of them, Lord God. We pray for every pastor, every leader, every evangelist, Lord God, every apostle, every prophet, Lord God. We pray for the teachers, Lord God. We pray for everything around us, Lord God. We pray for our communities, our country, Lord God. Father, we pray that you, Lord God, will heal this land, Lord God, so those of us, Lord God, can begin to call on you freely, Lord God, and not be ashamed to say who we are in you. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to give them courage, wisdom, understanding, to speak your word over those around them, to encourage somebody on today, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord. I thank you, Father, for Pastor Sandra. Lord God, I ask that you will bless her and her husband, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will place your head protection all around them, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will allow their ministry to grow the way that you want them to grow, Lord God, that you will prosper everything around her, Lord God. Allow everything that she touched, Lord God, gold will come from it, Lord God. Bless her ministry to grow, to get strong. Bless her husband, Lord God. Let no weapon fall against them prosper, Lord God. But allow them, Lord, to be victorious in everything, Father, that they accomplish to do in you, Lord. I pray for everyone that is on this call, Lord God. Every person that is on, Lord God, you're here for a reason. Father, help them to understand who they are in you. Help them to begin to be the witnesses of your kingdom, to build your kingdom, Lord God. Help them, Father, to know who they are, that they're not here by mistake, just out of nowhere, but God, you have us here for a reason, a purpose, a time, Lord God. Yes. Help us, Father, to walk into the way that you want them to be, Lord God. Help them accept the calling in their life and not be afraid of knowing who they are in you, Lord God. Help them to understand, God, that even when they think that they're not worthy, they're just right for you, Lord God. Touch them right now, God. Help them to tell their testimonies of what you have done in their lives. Help them, Lord God, to be bold, be ambassadors, Lord God, for you, Lord God. The world speaks so much about what the world do, but help them to speak about what you do in their lives each and every day, Lord God. Help them not to be ashamed to tell what you have done in their lives. So, Father, I thank you, God. I give you praise. Father, I thank you, Father, that I know that you have heard every prayer that we have prayed on today, Father. And I pray, Father, that even as we are praying, there's other prayer warriors that are praying at this noonday time, that, Father, you are hearing a mighty roar on today at this time, Lord God, and that the roar, God, is getting your attention, Father, that you, God, will see the believers that are calling on you right now, Lord God, that we're calling on you, Lord God, to heal everything around us, Lord God, that you hear the loud voice of your prayer believers, faithful believers, true worshipers, Lord God, that are calling on you, that we get your attention, Lord God, to heal our land, Lord God, heal our world, Lord God, heal our children, Lord God, heal everything around us, Lord God, that you hear the cries of the wailing woman, the mothers who are crying out to you, Lord God, that, Father, you'll keep our children, Lord God, that they'll be the children that you want them to be, Lord God, that they grow up to be productive in your kingdom, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Hear us, Lord God. We're crying out for our children, Lord God. We're crying out for the loss of so many of our young people who are dying each and every day, Lord God. We're crying out for them, Lord God. A mother's cry, Father, a heart cry when we see our children are suffering, Lord God. So, Father, hear the cries of the wailing women on today, Lord God. I know it's a whole lot of women that are praying on this call with us, Lord God. And we call it on you for our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, our siblings, Lord God, even our mothers and our fathers, Lord God. We're calling on you for them, Lord God, to move and touch them, Lord God, to heal, God, to move, Lord God, in this land, Lord God. We're tired of seeing our mothers not doing what they're supposed to do. Father, we're tired of seeing the fathers not fathering the children the way that they should be. And, Lord God, we are so tired of seeing our children being disrespectful, thinking that they know everything, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Move all everything around us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. God, the mothers are crying out on today, Lord God. And we ask you to touch us right now, Lord God. Give us strength, Father, to mother our children and those that are even not our children. Help us, Lord, to encourage them, Lord God, to give a word to them, Lord God. Help us, Father, on this day, this time, Lord God. Hear our prayers, Lord God, and see the cries of the mothers and all of those that are on this call on today, Lord God. We calling on you, Lord God. We calling on you, God,
yes,
to heal and deliver. You said that when we call on you, Lord God, that you will hear our prayers, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God,
Lord
to
Jesus.
Hear every prayer that is prayed on today. This line or any other line, Lord God, that you, it gets your attention on today, Father, that you hear us,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. If there's anyone who needs prayer, who wants to present a prayer, I open up all the mics. Is there anybody who wants a petition for prayer? Now's the time to say, Pastor Camilla, Pastor Sonia, I need prayer for this. All of the mics are open. Is there anyone who wants to request for a particular prayer? Is anyone who wants a particular prayer? Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Well, let us go into the Our Father prayer. And now that we will close our prayer, and let us go into Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the reason why I do the Our Father prayer, because when the disciples were with Jesus, they said, Lord, how do we pray? Teach us how to pray. And he said, this is how you pray. And he took us the Our Father prayer. You don't have to have any specific words or special vocabulary. All you have to do is just go through the Our Father prayer. And be sincere when you do it, and God will hear you. He will stop everything that's going on in heaven just to hear from you, because that's what he wants. He wants to hear from us. He loves us so much, he wants to hear. You know how much Daddy loves us? Daddy loves us so much that when we about to fall, walking on the concrete, and we just about to fall, Daddy sits on the southern seat and says, don't let him fall. You know, that's just how much Daddy loves us. He loves us so much, saints. He loves us so much. Is he loves us so much to it's just melting with love. How much Daddy loves us. So with all that's being said and done, don't just pray on Wednesday. Pray every single day of the week. Every second you can just lift your hands up and say, Father, I surrender. Because that's what he wants. He wants to hear from you. So tonight we're going to have an awesome Bible study with Pastor Camilla. My girl, I love you, I love you, I love you. I think Sister Angie's on. I love you, I love you, I love you. Those are my girls. I love them to death. And tonight we're going to come back again for an awesome Bible study. Please don't be late. Be there or be square. That's how the old folks say, be late or be square. But we're going to come back again tonight with Pastor Camilla at Restoration. She's got an awesome Bible study going on. And, Pastor, I'm just so grateful for you, and I am just so happy to be a part of Restoration. And I love you, I love you, I love you. So, saints, please come back tonight at 9 o'clock. We are having a powerful Bible study. And last week she talked about things that we had to realize that people went through trauma and who were some of the people that went through it, and they stood their ground. And that right there, I had to use this week. To God be the glory. Thank God that Pastor Camilla taught prior to me going through it. Praise God. But please come back, Saints, tonight again on Restoration Line so that we can have an awesome study. I promise you something will be said, something will be demonstrated that will edify the body and your soul. Amen. Pastor Camilla, is there anything else you want to comment on before we close out?
If they want to get a heads up on the study, they're going to be in Psalms 51.
Okay.
So
Psalms
they
51.
Could get heads up and start ahead and be ready. They got questions, they have comments on it, or they need us to explain certain parts that they're reading. If you go ahead of us and start reading before we get there tonight, you'll be ready.
I'm telling you, she finna put the collard greens with the neck bones. Y'all don't be late. Amen. Praise God. So I pray that each and every last one of you have a blessed afternoon. And please don't forget Bible study tonight. Amen. And God bless each and every last one of you. I pray God keep a protective head around you. I pray that God bless you in your endeavors. And then we will all meet back again tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. And God bless each and every last one of you.
Amen.
Goodbye, everyone. God bless. God bless.
Amen. God bless everybody.
God bless.